baby, I got the feeling, baby. Baby, sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. I'm around down, a level with the ground. Baby, I say level with the ground. Baby, I'm on a good evening. You were listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Paranormal Playground Sounds. Yes, it is that time. Every week at Tuesday, you get your supernatural fix, and I'm here just for you. Oh, yeah, this is everything supernatural. Everything completely 100% unfiltered in the sense of the highest good, of course. And we are connecting with our angels and our spirit and music. So you're wondering why we're listening to James Brown, because James Brown was back. Isn't that exciting? Yes. Oh my goodness. I was really excited because it was Monday. I had a dream that it was very simple. I was playing his music again. He was very straightforward about this message. And again, throughout the show, I'm going to be going into more of what the message will be. I'm going to, it's just very spontaneous. I never really plan anything out it's just really in the moment of when it comes and what is supposed to be channeled, what is supposed to be said. Everything that is meant to be, basically. And so we're going to hear some James Brown, and guess what else we have? Madness. Yeah, I've been waiting to do a whole show from Madness. I really love them. They're so much fun. So what a gift to be able to have such uplifting, high energetic, fun music. Madness, they're such a fun band, and Spirit always loves it, no doubt, when I play ska on the show, just because it's just such a good energy, and it's positive, it's fun, it's energetic, it's uplifting, it's all about unity, and it's great. I've gotten into shape, a lot of great shape, because of ska music, believe it or not. So I can't wait. I'm just so excited. I'm really excited for today's show. I had such a good day, and it was just such a good energy that was happening. So I hope to share all of that with you. And with further adieuzel, I am here to give you your guidee, your weekly guidee meditation, and we're starting right on time. Last week we had a bit of an issue. I came here 20 minutes late, and then Spirit, revealed themselves. Whoa, crazy, crazy. But anyways, let's get into some goody goodness, and this is a time that we can, really wash away and clear any stress or any worries. It's been a crazy month. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it's been crazy. So I don't know if I'm the only one who's going through it. I know that I'm not. There's a lot of things going in the planet. So you're not crazy and you're not alone. Everyone's feeling it. There is a clear, it, this is the cleansing again. The correction is happening. Speaking of corrections, let's go in and let's correct the soul. Let's get some alignment happening right here. Let's take some nice deep inhales and exhales. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale, exhale, inhale. Ah. Wow, that's like, that scared me actually. I was just like, oh, what's going on? Okay. Exhale, wherever you are, wherever you're going, wherever you're driving, whether you're driving, whether you're cleaning, whether you're meditating in a meditative state, no matter where you're at in your life right now in this moment, this is a time to connect with your higher self and to be able to invite healing, to invite a place of peace, serenity. And we're going to invite all of our angels to come here and we're going to believe. This is our moment and our chance to believe like we've never believed before. Where are these blocks in your believing in what you can and cannot do? We're gonna ask spirit to wash and clear our limitations, because right now we deserve to be our best. We deserve to shine our greatest light and our greatest yet to be. Let roots from your feet come all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tight, tight. Feel the love that surrounds you right now in this moment. Feel the beautiful love that you are capable of giving and having. Just breathe nice and slow. Here we have nowhere to go. We have nothing to strive for. We have nothing we need to rush to do. This is a gift to yourself right now. This is a beautiful gift to yourself to be able to just relax. To relax and release and let go. Everything come alive. If we were in a place that was dormant or stagnant and stale, or we could feel non-movement, right now you can feel the life surge through your body as these roots from your feet come all the way down to the center and the core of the earth and tying tight. I'm giving you the ability to heal, giving you the ability to be free, giving the ability to be expansive. Feeling beautiful infinite spirit by your side. Feeling the love of God and the happiness just engaging you right now. You see, this is your moment and this is your time to shine in the most poised and confident, grounded way possible. Walking in this world in a grounded energy attracts so much good to you. You see how a tree is rooted and stable and luscious green leaves or luscious whatever it is, fruit that it bears. Do you see how effortless the fruit evolves? because it is rooted so tight to the ground that life can take force and a flow and alignment. You see, the more grounded we are in this world, the more aligned we shall be. The more we let go of the outside world that likes to shake and shift and bring us out of our true higher self nature, the more we'll have control over that happening. But you see, the more grounded we are, the more we're in touch with reality that is our creation of what it is of our higher selves connected, the more our dreams will come true, the more we manifest exactly what it is that we want, and the more love we will feel in our body temples. Just feel that. Feel that love wash over you like a cascade of water from a waterfall, nourishing, quenching, loving you. Feel into this everlasting love. Feel into this joy that Spirit has for you. This joy that Spirit has for you is a self-love inside yourself. You are Spirit. You are God. You are the universe. You are everything that is good. You are everything that is magical and everything that works perfectly. Let's bring ourselves to a positive place. Let's bring ourselves to a positive mindset, where everything works out for us, especially being able to communicate with the unseen and your loved ones. That is real. That is joy. That is uplifting. And it is power. It is your power out of suffering. When you can connect with things that other people say do not exist or you can't do, and when you've managed a way to connect, you can leave suffering, you can leave sickness, you can leave the pain and the hurt, the ailments and the worry and the stress and anxiety. You can leave it all behind. Feel your loved ones here. Be in a happy mode. And if you don't feel happy, it's okay. It's okay. You are still loved and you are still perfect and you are still being the best that you can be. You're still shining. You're still light, magical. And your loved ones around you, are you gonna see them floating around you, playing around you, laughing around you, skipping around you, dancing around you? You see, they're all in motion. And when you come to understand and see all of your loved ones that are all in motion around you, they're giving you the gift of play, and they're giving you the gift of freedom. They're giving you the gift of the magnificent presence, the magical presence that is now. Where is your love? Where is your light? Thank you. to feel good, and you have permission to be okay, and you have permission to love yourself. You have permission to just give yourself a big hug and say, you've been doing the best you can, and you're continuing to strive. Ones on the other side, as many as you can picture, and they're all holding hands and linked with each other in a circle around you. This is your circle of protection. This is your circle of love. That is your circle of light. Amen. Your joy, your love and beauty. When you are finished, you can open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. And take as much time as you want for in the moment when you need to come back and feel the love of spirit, because no matter how many times we feel the illusions of the outside world trying to knock us off course, we can always go inside and realize what isn't real. We can always go inside and realize what is real. And we have a choice to connect with what is real. And right now, love. Love is the only thing that is real and radiant. Mwah. So, thank you so much. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Whoa, horns galore. What is going on? Just coming back from all of that. So I've just, wow, that was really, that felt really good. It felt really good to be in that space and to feel and to be loved and to be in that promising energy. Right there, right now, in that moment, to just be in that beautiful, promising, beautiful, blissful mode. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. So without further ado, let's get into the music. And of course, I'm playing Madness. And, you know, I've got to play Our House. I know I've played that song so many times, but like, it's such a good song. And, you know, it needs to get played as much as possible. So tune in and stay with us, because we're here till 8 p.m. Okay? 8 p.m. I love you so much. Keep tuning in. You beautiful, beautiful, beautiful infinite spirit.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed.
Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street. gets up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school. Sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways. mother die.
This is Edward from the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages.
Rock, rock.
You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
Hello, hello, lovely, beautiful people. I'm back. It is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Brian Moronite, the Boston Medium. Isn't life grand? Okay, so we had our, I hope you're feeling nice and refreshed and rejuvenated after guided meditation. So you just heard Madness, Tomorrow's Just Another Day, James Brown, Mother Popcorn. Corn. I don't even want to know what that's about. Madness, Our House, James Brown, I got the feeling. Oh! Life is good. So, I had a very interesting experience with spirit. And, you know, we talk about the signs and when we see signs of spirit, how do we know and trusting? And I feel like it was a good topic to bring up where, you know, trusting yourself and understanding how do we see signs? How do we know that our loved ones are here? Well, it's a good idea You know, when you're in the most present state and you're actually like, you're just in the moment, you'll notice that's when you have more of an opportunity than any time to be able to really connect with spirit if you're feeling like it is difficult or challenging for you. If it's something where you're just like, wow, how do I see signs? How do I get myself to a point where I'm seeing signs? It's like you're going to see signs everywhere. They're happening every moment, every second, every hour of the day. Your loved ones are constantly telling you. But it's like you have to be ready to see it. You have to see it. You've got to believe it. So if you're not believing it or if you're not present, you're going to miss out on the signs that are happening. And you're going to, because they're like, it's like this. They're happening all day, every minute. There's signs everywhere. You really just have to be attentive to it and focused. And not focusing in, per se, on the message and the signs and seeing the signs everywhere, like literal street signs, songs that come on the radio, symbols, words, phrases, people, things, objects, all of these different things that remind you of your loved ones. So I was in a good state and I was kind of dancing in the grocery store. So after I left, you know, I was in a good energy. I was in a space where I was able to attract a miracle. So when you're in that space, you attract a miracle. And I was driving and I look at the car in front of me. Literally, when I was leaving the grocery store, I look at the car behind me and it had the Freemason symbol. And underneath it, it said, it said Freemason, and underneath it, it said, I hope something wonderful happens to you today. And I was like, that's my grandfather talking to me. You know, why else would I see the Freemason symbol and that? And actually, before then, I had a really bad encounter with someone who was not being, you know, totally honest with me. And I'm not going to tell the whole story because it's just not really, we're here, we're at the playground. Save the drama for your mama. Okay, we're at the playground. Anyways, the whole point after, I used my intuition and basically saved myself from something very bad. The picture of my grandfather, who's the Freemason, just came up out of nowhere on my computer when I came to the studio. And like when I say came out of nowhere, it froze. Like, it's the background drop to my, and the only reason why it's the background drop to my laptop is because it showed up there by accident one day. And I just left it because I was like, okay, that's a sign that I need to be reminded that he is around me. So anyways, when I turned my computer on, it literally froze to his picture, and it never does that. My computer never does that. It goes right away to all that, all this other stuff, all the applications. So I was like, okay, that was a sign. And then my two big sisters, Tammy and Karina, who's crossed over, their passing date was October 9th. This month, their pictures appeared. So miraculous things like that will happen. And it's not just when you're happy and in a high vibration. Sometimes they appear when you need help, like when you straight up need help. And you need to be saved or rescued for something. And no, not all that. They're not always going to be there to rescue and save you, because some things you do need to learn. Some things that you've actually put out into the universe that's going to come back to you. It's called free will. And there's nothing that could ever get in the way of free will. Not even spirit. So, but when there's a time for when you are asking and needing assistance, they are there. And they will pop up when you're scared and in a scary moment and feeling alone and feeling like, help! The SOS symbol, the Batman symbol. That's like the metaphor of what happens when spirit shows up. Just put the Batman symbol up and you're good. You're good to go. And you'll be taken care of. So with that, I can't wait to see what James Brown has to say and why he wanted us to get here, and I already know, wanted us to get in a higher vibration and a higher tone and a more, but in a very powerful, so it's like, wanted us to be uplifted with good positive music, but he also wanted us to feel empowered while we're doing it, and I think that's very necessary, so, you know. So without further ado, Let's continue. We are here till 8 p.m. I've got the drumming at 7:05. I love you. I love you so much. I'm so grateful to be here. I feel so good and energized and positive and optimistic. It has been a crazy month, but everything's going to change. All of that's going to change. Everything's going to turn around. This is From Everything, From a Road of Positivity, Goodness, the Riches of the Earth, and Beauty, and Getting in a High Vibration. You are so loved. Let's do this. Okay, let's continue on. Woo!
I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky. One, two, three, make it funky.
Much without words. Bless you and bless me. Bless the bees and the birds.
Plastic windows, clay on the corner, just walked in. sister. 16 big boy, full fight in my manhood. I'm up to date on the dates, 2 days. Hope if you serve, I'll be on my way.
Welcome to the house of fun. Not a junkie shop, party heads, simple enough, clear. Comprehend, he's happy, understand, do you hear? A pack of party heads with the colour tips. Too late, Gorgon's her gossip. Well, hello Joe, hello Miss Clay, many heavy returns from the day.
To the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tuss Free From Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the boss medium, right here. Woo! We're doing it. Welcome to the house of fun. That's exactly what's happening over here. The vibrations, everything's just coming together. Everything is just coming together the way that it should be and the way that it needs to be. By the way, I saw the movie Killers of the Flower Moon. I really, really suggest seeing that. It's very profound, very thought-provoking, very, you know, if you are sensitive and you cry at movies a lot, get a bag of, a box of tissues, because that's exactly what's about to happen. I cried so hard. I've never cried so hard in my life at a movie. I, like, again, like, the thought of it makes me want to cry. It's really, really good. I love Martin Scorsese, and I just love how Robert De Niro, Leonardo DiCaprio, they, you know, even though they play the villains, they tell such a wonderful story that needs to be told. And that's why I'm excited to do the shamanic journeying, because, you know, that story, I don't want to give too much away, but it is a tragic story about, you know, the Native American tribe, and a tragic story what happened to them. And yeah, again, without giving too much away, I'm very honored and excited to do the drumming, because every time I do shamanic drumming, I'm very connected with Native American lineage and ancestry, and they all come every time I do a shamanic journey. I see them all the time, so I feel like it's something that kind of hit home. It definitely hit something when I saw that movie. It definitely struck a nerve, but it's beautiful. It's just a beautiful piece of art, and I really encourage you guys to see it if you were thinking about seeing it. Anyways, 7:05, we're doing the shamanic journeying, and we can send love to ancestral healing. I think that's a good intention to put out there, sending love to that, being able to see where we're at now and how proud our ancestors would be of us to know that we're here on this radio show healing, and we're not focusing on anything except healing. We're not having projections into the future or having regrets about the past and what has been done to us, we're going to be here. Here in this moment, we're going to utilize our strength. We're going to utilize our pain, and we're going to be alchemists and turn it into gold. So no matter what you're going through in your life, no matter what you're going through in your journey, it is not an accident you turned on to this station. It is not an accident that this message is coming to you and you're hearing this. It's not an accident that you're hearing all of this, because it's connecting. And if you turn the dial, okay, then it's not for you. And maybe it could, you know, maybe in another time. But if you're staying and listening and you've never heard this before, this show, something's speaking to you and something's definitely calling to you. So I would stay tuned in. Again, 7:05, we are doing the shamanic drumming. Here's a little bit of a sneak peek, just in case you wanted to touch that dial. Just in case you wanted to do something else besides focusing on your healing. And if you do, it's okay too. Just getting it out there. You are dialed into 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I am your host, your favorite psychic medium, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium. Woo! So, we're going to have lots of fun with that. We'll just keep taking deep inhalations, breaths, inhales, exhales, inhales, exhales, and inhales. And just being in gratitude. There's so much to be grateful for. I love the fall. Don't you just love the autumn? Don't you just love just everything about it? I'm absolutely just loving every single thing about it. I'm trying to be in the moment as much as possible and feeling it and being with it and just being in the alignment. Not, you know, because I find myself like if I'm forcing and I'm having anxiety about not getting outside and not being able to go outside and have fresh air and have that time to be in nature, I'm not in that flow. I'm not in that, you know, mode of letting it be and letting me be in that intrinsic power. So I'm just letting go and letting it happen when it needs to happen, when it doesn't need to happen, because this is how physical injuries happen. When I work out too much, and that's what I've done in the past. And so I'm trying to not do that. And because I am addicted to nature, I'm literally addicted to being physically active in nature. So those two things combined, I think, you know, I'm learning how to have a balance, because it's always been my medicine, but it's been a dependent medicine. And we don't want to be dependent on things. We want balance with things, because if we become dependent on things, we just rely on it. And once it's not there, what do? We fall apart. We have to learn how to be grounded. And this is why that's what I was talking about. When we are grounded, we get more things. When we don't do things in excess, we think we're getting what we need in excess. We think we're getting our fill when we're in excess, whatever it is, but we're really harming ourselves when we are in an excessive state of mind and overindulgence in anything. So, yeah, too much anything, even if it's good, you know, except maybe love. I don't think that's the thing. I don't think you can do too much love. I mean, I don't think you can just put too much love. I feel like that is an infinite, beautiful spiritual nature, is love. And let's focus on that. Let's stay with this. Let's stay with love, as I'd like to continuously stay with this energy of love and good vibes. So let's continue with some James Brown. And then meet me here. Maybe some James Brown, maybe another Manna song, but meet me here for some drumming. The drum journey. And when you go on this journey, you may trip. You may naturally trip. And that's good. That's what's supposed to be happening. You know? And it's a time for healing. It's a time to go in and really kind of... The meditation was like the clearing. The meditation was like, you know, the healing, the relaxing, getting grounded, being able to get yourself collected. The shamanic journeying is like a root canal, like going deep, deep, deep down and then bringing it to the surface. So that's like a deep, deep cleaning. You know, like when you get your teeth cleaned, you have a cleaning and then you get the deep, deep. So this is like the second level of the deep cleaning, but it's also connected with a personal message for yourself. So this is a chance for you to get a message for yourself, you know, that you only you'll be able to hear. Oh, this is so much fun. I love you. I love you all. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here. This never gets old, I swear. I love it here. Mwah. Let's see. So let's raise the vibration up and lifted.